All right, man. Good evening. And Merry Christmas to everybody. Thank you for joining us tonight at Church in Action. There are a few things that we do throughout the year that we do every year, and this is one of them, and this is one of my very favorite things that we do as a church. And so I just want to thank you tonight for, I know you could have been doing a lot of different things, but I thank you for coming out and joining us and starting off your Christmas celebration with our church family. Tonight we're going to keep it very simple, and we won't be here very long, but we are going to spend a few minutes in the Word, and just a few moments. I'm going to share some scripture with you. Then we're going to jump into some traditional Christmas carols that we all love to sing at Christmas time, and then we're going to wrap up our time together tonight at the Lord's table, and then get everybody out to go finish your celebration tonight, tomorrow, however you choose to. Before we do all that, I want to share just a few thoughts, and I want to share a scripture with you tonight that I think I've shared. I was looking back at my notes, and I think it's been maybe the last 3 years, the same scripture, and I think it's very appropriate for these candlelight Christmas Eve services. You know, Christmas is a very unique holiday in our American culture. It is unique because it is the only Christian holiday that is celebrated by millions of non-Christians. There are a lot of people, not just in the United States, but all around the world, that are getting together tonight with family and friends, and they're celebrating, and they're having a big shindig tomorrow, and many of them, millions of them, are going to do so without even a mention of Christ. So I like to get together every Christmas season and celebrate what Christmas is really all about, because every year we see really two different kinds of celebrations happening. The first one centers on fun and family and the giving of gifts and world peace and inner joy and Bing Crosby and Mariah Carey and all of that. And I'm not saying any of that is bad or evil or wrong. We're going to participate in some of that even tonight with my family when we leave here. Now, we're not doing any Bing Crosby or Mariah Carey, but we're going to celebrate with some gift giving and so on. But there's another celebration that takes place every year at this time, and it is when the Church of Jesus Christ comes together to celebrate the incarnation of our God. Incarnation simply means in the flesh, and we are celebrating that moment in time where God took on flesh and He dwelt among us. That's the reason we're here tonight. The one we're celebrating tonight was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah 700 years before the birth of Christ. The prophet Isaiah prophesied the birth. And he said this in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. And you go on to verse 6 and it says, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. And I love the way Isaiah finishes out this prophecy. He says, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Folks, we gather together, and Christians, followers of Jesus, are gathering together tonight and tomorrow, and we are celebrating the truth that the Lord of hosts has already done that. He has completed that. 14 years ago this month, Church in Action held our very first service on December 4th, 2011. And I think every single year since that first year, we have gathered together on Christmas Eve and we celebrated, because we love to celebrate the truth that the light of the world has arrived and His light has extinguished the darkness in every single human heart that will receive Him. We love to celebrate the truth that the promised child has come. He is already our Wonderful Counselor, our Mighty God, our Everlasting Father, and our Prince of Peace. And we celebrate that the increase of His government will not end. That means the kingdom of God is going to continue to expand. It's going to grow. There's going to be more and more people come under the rulership of Jesus Christ until He returns. And that's a glorious truth and a wonderful promise. So I said all that to say this: we can never allow, as followers of Christ, as the Church of Jesus Christ, we cannot allow our secular culture to be okay with celebrating a Christless Christmas. Because without His birth, there would be no sinless life. There would be no perfect sacrifice for sin. There would be no victorious resurrection. There'd be no ascension to His rightful place at the right hand of God, and no glorious return to take us to the place He has prepared for those who love Him. None of that would be possible if the child had not come. Now, we all know that our world is still pretty dark. If you watch any news at all, sometimes I get a little too hung up on the news and I just have to turn it off, because it seems like as soon as you turn it on, it's darkness after darkness after darkness after darkness. It's terrible. And we all know that it continues to be a very dark place. But listen, the light of the world has come in the person of Jesus Christ. And you need, if you miss everything else I say, please hear this. If you're a believer in Jesus here tonight, you are a light bearer. You are the light of Christ. It lives in you. And Jesus told His followers in Matthew chapter 5, He said, you get out there and you let your light shine. Let it shine so that they may see your good works, give glory to your Father in heaven. So everybody take your candles tonight, if you would. Stand with me. Turn those candles on. And this may be a silly little candle, but let me tell you, it symbolizes a very powerful truth. And that truth is, the light of the world has come. And for those who have received it, that light lives in us. And we have a mandate, a commission by our Heavenly Father to let that light shine. So tonight, we're going to sing some wonderful songs. I encourage you to lift your voice in praise. And I know you've heard me say this before. Folks, we can worship and praise God in Christmas carols. It's very possible. These are some of the greatest old hymns of the church. So let's join our hearts together. Bow your heads with me and we'll turn it over to our worship team. Father, thank You so much for tonight. Thank You for every person that's taken the time to be here tonight, to be part of this celebration that we do every year. I thank You, Lord, that we can start off our Christmas celebration before we get into all the presents and the activities and the family and the visiting and the food and the snacks and all of that stuff. Lord, before we get into any of that, it is so wonderful that we can come together and celebrate our wonderful Counselor, our mighty God, our Heavenly Father, our Prince of Peace. And Lord, I pray that Your peace would reign in our hearts tonight. And Lord, if there's anybody here that does not know the peace of Christ that surpasses all understanding, I pray that they know that peace before they leave here. So prepare our hearts and worship right now to our King. Bless our worship team as they lead us in these wonderful, glorious carols to the church. Be glorified in all of it. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Let's worship together.
Shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger."
Thank you.
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace be to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they had spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who had heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. On the eighth day, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived.
I want to conclude tonight's celebration here in just a few minutes at our Lord's table. But before we do that, I need to give you a very stern reminder, and I remind our church of this every time we come to the Lord's table. The Lord's table is for the Lord's people. If you have never experienced the light of the world that is shown in your heart, if you've never been resurrected to a new and living hope through faith in the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, that table isn't for you. But you can do that tonight before we come to the table. So I'm going to ask everybody, if you would, to bow your heads with me. And I just want to ask if there is anybody here tonight that would say, "Steve, I know in my heart I am not a born-again believer. I do not believe the light of Jesus has ever shone in my heart. I know that I'm still living in my sin. I've never been resurrected to a new hope. I really, truly believe in my heart that if I were to die today, I do not think heaven would be my eternal home." If that's you, I do want to know who you are so I can follow up with you before you leave tonight. I'm not going to ask you to come join me or anything like that. I just need to know who I'm praying with. Is there anybody that would slip up their hand and say, "Steve, please pray with me," because that's me. I am an unsaved person, and I want to be saved tonight. Anybody? Praise Jesus. Then another thing I often tell our church is this. As our ushers go ahead and come forward, they're going to start handing out the communion elements, and our worship team is going to lead us in a worship song. Feel free to sing along. Let them sing, however you want to do that. But it's also an important time for us to examine our own hearts before we come to the Lord's table. So as the ushers are handing out the elements tonight, feel free to worship, feel free to pray, whatever you need to do. This is your time. Stand with me tonight. I want to read from the scriptures one more time out of John chapter 1, verse 1. It says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through Him, yet the world did not know Him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. And then this glorious verse 12. To all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but who were born of God. Let us pray. Father, your children have gathered together tonight to celebrate your goodness. We celebrate the light that has come into the world. We celebrate that that light has shone in our hearts. We celebrate, Lord, that we have been resurrected to a new and living hope. And Father, every time we come to your table, we remember, through these symbols, we remember those powerful truths. We remember how all of that happened. It happened, Lord, because you sacrificed your life, your broken body. You shed your blood, which became a propitiation for our sin. And Lord, we're here celebrating that those powerful, wonderful truths tonight. And we do it not just tonight on Christmas Eve and not just tomorrow on Christmas Day. Every day we walk in your Spirit, we celebrate the new life we have in Christ. So Lord, I pray your blessings upon each and every believer here today. Bless these elements as we take them right now in the name of Jesus. Let's take them together. Lord, as we sing this one last closing song, I pray once again that you just fill our hearts with joy. As we leave here tonight, Lord, may we remember that even though we may still live in a very dark world, the light has come, the joy of the Lord is our strength, and I pray that we just joyously celebrate, even in this last hymn of the church. Be glorified in Jesus' name. Grab those candles one more time, if you would. Turn them on, and they're going to lead us in one closing hymn, and then I pray that all of you will have a very Jesus-filled Christmas celebration.
But you guys are free to go. You're dismissed. So have a Merry Christmas, and thank you all for coming out tonight.